With their tough outer shell and meaty legs, these crabs have been coming to China every day from North Korea, despite threats of war. After a short trek across the border, they end up in distribution centers like this one in Yanji. Some are flown as far away as Shanghai. As this crab distributor puts it, everyone has to eat.
There really is no crisis. Really, the only challenges we face are at sea, such as typhoons, the inability of boats to go out to sea, or seasonal fishing bans.
Crabs are just a small part of the $11 billion in annual trade between China and the North. At this Korean market in Yanji, all kinds of fish are caught off the North Shores, dried, and brought in daily to be processed, sold, or shipped. In China's border areas, about 50% of the population is ethnic Korean. Many stay in touch with family members in the North and are painfully aware of the conditions across the border, an opportunity that could benefit both. A growing number of North Koreans, tens of thousands, are working in factories in China. Some work at hotels such as this one, which is operated by the North. The recent tensions have led to a halt in tourism, but according to local groups, the trade is still thriving. American Kendra Schaefer visited Pyongyang earlier this month on a tour. She says it felt much like an abandoned amusement park.
Really, once you got on the ground there, there was no sense that anything different was happening. It was already eerie and deserted, and there was no electricity. Lights are out everywhere at night. There's no restaurants, there's no commerce, there's no grocery stores that you can see, there's no boutiques, there's nothing to buy.
That lack of commerce is something the Chinese government hopes to change, says Peking University professor Wang Dong. He says China wants to convince North Korea that it is in its best interest to open up.
Really to open up to the international community and start a reform process that will bring prosperity to their own people, not just poverty and just keep, you know, several rhetoric.
Many in Yanji feel that is already starting to happen and are hoping the current situation will soon blow over. Bill Ide, VOA News, Yanji, China.